Friday afternoon show here. WGXC 90.7 FM Acra in the Hudson studio. We have Paul, the drummer from Catskill band Bourbon Scum, who you was just listening to. That was just their song. Hey, Paul.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. What was the name of that song?
Sick for Your Kiss.
Sick for Your Kiss. Oh, hence the kisses at the end.
Yes.
I get it.
I think we wrote that maybe 6 months ago, one of our newer songs.
All right, great. So you're here today to talk about your band and some shows you have upcoming.
Yep. We're playing this Saturday, tomorrow, at Hangar 18 for the first time with Clover, Neutron Rats out of Albany. Awesome punk rock band. And someone else that I don't remember at the moment.
You don't remember their name. So
Wait, I have Dead Empires.
Dead Empires, yeah. And those are all local bands?
I believe, yeah. Yeah, Clover and Dead Empires are from Hudson, from what I've heard. And
oh, really?
Yeah, I've actually never heard them.
But I've never heard them either.
No.
All right, well.
Oh, yeah, Bacteria just got added.
Bacteria?
Yeah. I think from Kingston, who does the sound down there is like a guitarist or something.
John Fay?
There you go.
He's also a WGXC programmer.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all interconnected here. So you want to tell people a little bit about your band? Well, they've heard the music now. So you guys are a punk band from Catskill. How'd you start?
We started I lived with a band. They always had their instruments laying around. Me and Gus and a buddy of ours, Wayne, who used to, we all worked in the same factory and all hung out all the time. And we would pick up their stuff when they weren't home. And we'd, you know, just mess around and eventually came into what it is now. That was probably like 3-4 years ago. But we've picked up Rick since then, who's Gus's little brother, amazing guitarist, and Nick Carroll from Kiksaki, really good bassist. Gus Patero, he writes all the songs and plays guitar. And yeah, we just write what we like, what we want to hear.
And, cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were just talking before we got on air how kind of hard it is for a punk band in Catskill.
Yeah,
it's a hard knock life for you.
Yeah, we don't really ever play Catskill or get offered to play Catskill ever. They really want to hear more old guy cover band stuff out there, you know, which is, you know, whatever. We don't, no sweat off our brow, like, we don't really want to anyway. It's not much going on in Catskill at the moment, so I'd rather get out of town.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're playing around. So you're doing a bunch of shows. It's not just Hudson, right?
Yeah, we got April 16th. That's this Tuesday with the Bad Noids and Aggressive Response up in Albany at a friend's house. It's a local basement show. I wish I had an address to say, but I don't.
Maybe it's best not to have an address.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And also April 25th at Paulie's Hotel with Chloroform Party and Bad Friends, which are two awesome Albany bands. Everybody should check them out. May 3rd with Hudson Falcons and Dan Broads at Snapper McGee's in Kingston, which will be our first time playing there,
Kingston?
We're psyched on. Yeah, cool place.
Yeah, so it seems like you know a lot of these bands that you're playing with personally. What's like the punk scene around here like? You know, I'm sure people are listening and don't really know that there is a punk scene in the area.
Well, definitely Valentine's up in Albany has been a huge support on New Scotland Ave. They've put us on every month. They're really good to us. They have great shows going on there. A lot of traveling bands coming through all the time. A lot of people just up in Albany and are just, you know, the punk scene up there is thriving right now. Paulie's, of course. Bogey's puts on some good shows. Out in Vermont, up in Rutland, they're doing it. Putting on a lot of DIY shows and but around the area, not a I don't know, around Greene County, there's really nothing going on as far as a punk scene. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't really know what to say about that.
No, it's okay.
It's the truth.
That's great. That's great. So we're going to, like, cut to... Do you want to intro this song, this other song you gave me to play?
Yeah, this is Don't Move. It's about people just staring at you while you're playing and not moving around and having fun.
That's a problem that's hit almost, I feel like, every music scene right now.
Yeah.
People just don't... They just don't do anything.
You're too afraid to have fun or something. I don't know what it is.
Everyone's a little self-conscious.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so here's our song tackling with this issue facing our generation. Here's Don't Move by Bourbon Scum. Bourbon Scum with
Don't Move.
I was gonna say ain't whatever. Anyway, that was Bourbon Scum with Don't Move. We have Paul, drummer of Bourbon Scum, in the WGXC studio right now. Hey Paul, what's up? Nice to have you back.
Nice again to be
after
here.
That like little break. Yeah. So I wanna talk a little bit more about I guess your inspiration as a band. Like, what are the bands that you draw inspiration from?
A lot of early New York City punk rock, you know, Ramones, Dead Boys, New York Dolls, Johnny Thunders, a lot of UK stuff, you know, Anti-Nowhere League, The Partisans, you know, anything punk rock, anything skateboarding related, any rock and roll that has to do with chicks. chicks
really...
and skateboarding and probably be the biggest influence to us.
Okay, so... You heard it here, folks. Bourbon Scum's influences are chicks and skateboarding.
And punk rock. Yeah.
And punk rock.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I can appreciate that. So you queued up a song you wanted to play that's not your band, Dead Boys. Why'd you pick them?
They're probably one of, besides like the riffs, probably one of our biggest influences. And song pretty much just sums up Greene County. And like, you asked about the punk scene in Greene County, and this song will pretty much, you know, answer that question.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul. Here,
videos, a Facebook with some stuff on it. Just come to a show, though. Like, that would be, I mean, if, of course, if you're not from around here, whatever, but that would be the ideal way to come find out about us.
Come see you live.
Yeah, come see us live.
I haven't seen you live, but I feel like you played a WGXC show once upon a time, maybe?
We did, in Catskill.
Yeah, in the community center.
Yep, that was fun.
Yeah, so I didn't get to make it to that, but I guess I'll come on Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone should be there. It's going to be fun.
So there'll be the Bandcamp. Anything else? Do you have like a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook. We have the Bandcamp, and Facebook Bandcamp.
And a Zanga, because they're that punk.
A Zanga?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
You know, it's like before. I guess it would be the earlier, like, it's be like the original Tumblr would be a good way to put it.
Okay, I don't know what that is either. I don't have a computer. I mean a porn machine. I don't own one.
No, it's okay. It's just like a micro blogging platform.
Okay, cool.
Like website.
Well, I'll have to mention that to the dudes.
Okay, so Paul doesn't really deal with the digital stuff for Bourbon Scum. But anyway, wow, that Zanga joke really fell flat, huh?
Whatever.
Okay, so yes, find them on Bandcamp. Go to Facebook. I'm sure you'll find out information on upcoming Bourbon Scum tour dates. They'll be playing tomorrow night at Hangar 18, which is front.
It is
behind the Basilica. What's the address?
99 South 3rd Street, Hudson, New York.
Yes.
It's a big blue building.
It's a big blue building. It's behind the Basilica, Hangar 18. Check out Bourbon Scum and a host of other punk bands from the area playing tomorrow night, and meet the band, get some merch, find out about more tour dates.
Yep.
All right, cool. Thanks, Paul, for coming in.
Thanks for asking me to do this.
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
So